From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Certification tightening could hamper exports of U.S. beef variety meat to Egypt. All U.S. beef entering Egypt must be halal certified, but effective May 1, the number of companies approved for certification shrank from 6 to just 1. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Paul Clayton says this could disrupt exports to Egypt, but they are working with the USDA to keep product moving as smoothly as possible. Egypt is the second largest market for U.S. beef variety meat behind Mexico and the largest destination for beef livers. For the 11th consecutive twice-monthly auction, the global dairy trade event reached plus territory, but just barely. MilkBusiness.com reports aggregate dairy prices were up just 0.4%, and individual commodities were a mix of gains and losses. Volume was also low, with just 15,375 metric tons of dairy products changing hands. On the bright side, U.S. prices for butter, cheddar, and skim milk powder all remained competitive with world prices. According to a new survey, California growers continue to face labor shortages. Conducted by the California Farm Bureau Federation, the survey of 1,071 farmers and ranchers found 56% of farmers had been unable to hire all the employees they needed at some point during the previous 5 years, but 70% in the past 2 years. The Packer.com reports the survey found 86% of farmers said they'd raised wages in an effort to meet needs, while 61% hired a farm labor contractor to recruit. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.